train of thought.
Caution, the doors are about to close.
Scribbling on the inbound train from Highland Park to Chicago, I've read Brent Lott's essay Halfway. He thinks writers should burrow into personal topics and pay less attention to technique. One night, we watched 60 Minutes segment on ADD. Hey, that's it. That's you, shouted Lou. The train's commotion reminds me of my struggle with distraction. And we're pulling out of Indian Hill. Wonder why they haven't changed that one.
The next stop will be Kenilworth.
Kenilworth, yes. That's the street in Louisville where we lived in a white stucco duplex on a steep hill by a wooded lot where an Appalachian man squatted in a trailer. Not like the groomed gardens and fine houses flanking these tracks. Look at those hydrangeas.
Well met next.
But watch me. I can stay on track. In high school, I worked twice as hard as my friends. In college, a reading test predicted failure. But roommates' notes and no-dos got me through. Senior thesis, MA papers, exercises, and frustration. My husband read chapters of my dissertation. Why can't you just stay on topic? I'm sort of interested in cubism, says the man across the aisle, who got on in Glencoe. His wife's half-hearted nod, the furrow of her brow, flowery tote bag, hint, she likes impressionism.
Evanston Station next.
High school all-nighters filled by amphetamines. Mom got from a diet doctor on Dixie Highway. Wide awake, I wrote parodies for Skit Night. It was and still is hard to stop the voices. Yet I sometimes focused. Look! Duxler's Tires has ducks on the brick facade. Dancing gave me discipline. The music centered me. Books. I lived inside of books. Clara Barton, Nancy Drew, from her first caper to her last. I got in bed with East of Eden. Got out to eat. Marjorie Morningstar, I was starstruck. Ninth grade Spanish surprised me. Verb, conjugation, such symmetry. Wordless were repeated to mastery. Gracias a Dios, I found a place to be.
Evanston, Davis Street.
A pale, round-faced man sits down facing me. Our knees bump, so he slides to sit catty corner, still too close. He reeks of tobacco. His Dunkin' Donuts coffee could spill on my new white shoes. We're close to Chicago, but I'm not finished. Now I get why I postpone work on projects. The panic of deadlines keeps me on track.
Rogers Park.
I focus with lists, goals, ironclad spy. As a teen, I devised a sensory deprivation booth. Give me a break. Mr. Dunkin' Donuts is on his phone making an appointment. I would lie on the top shelf of my closet. In college, I locked myself into a small green-tiled tub room adjoining the showers. Oh dear, the conductor wants my ticket, though he punched and placed it in its clip as we left. Highland Park. I look on the floor. I sip through a purse filled with receipts, coupons, Kleenex, bank deposit slips, lipstick, gum wrappers. The conductor gets huffy. People stare at me. A white-haired suburbanite, like I'm a cheat. Only round-faced man with coffee looks sympathetic. Oh, well, let it go. The conductor gives up. Mr. Duncan says, they never let it go when that happens to me. Then he asks me if I have tweezers. I am too furious with the conductor to think how strange that is. Calm down. Control yourself. Rose Hill Cemetery rolls by. So beautiful from above. Better than the view from below, I think. I breathe deeply. Yoga focuses me. My teacher says, take those precious thoughts and lock them in your treasure chest for later. I mutter, what's the big deal? I could pay again. Sabbath ritual in synagogue gives my life order. Prayers fill my mind, blocking the chaos. I like to return to places I've been, places I know the grid can navigate. Places like Vegas and Home Depot kill me. One day on the highway, my husband pointed out a Ford. Usually I'm lost in thought, don't notice cars before they whiz by. Oh my God, I cried, you can buy a Focus. ADD tripping me, I drive and escape. We're getting close to Madison Street, and I must tell you that I drive my family crazy. Lois, are you listening? I thought you were making lasagna for dinner, they protest when I serve paella instead. My daughter, the shrink, says it's not ADD. Close to Ogilvy Station, the train slows down. Coffee guy finishes newspaper, moving his lips all the while. The couple bound for the Art Institute collect their things. Conductors wait at the door. I'm meeting friends at the Mexican Museum. We'll visit the tortilla factory, see murals, eat at Nuevo León. 3 o'clock on the dot, we'll stop everything. Take the L downtown. I'll catch the 4:15 outbound train. Lou knows I always come home from my wanderings. Just like students know, I always give quizzes on the day stated on the syllabus. And editors know I turn in copy by the deadline. But could I become senile like my father? What if ADD blends into Alzheimer's?
Please collect all your belongings, pay attention as you disembark, and thank you for riding Metra today.